Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome back to Go the Distance Radio's lead pastor, Rusty Thomas, with LifePoint Church. I want to tell you, we have a developing faith. 1 Peter 1, 6-7 says, "In all this you greatly rejoice. Through now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through refining by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." Derek Redmond was a great runner, but he was an even greater finisher. Derek will be forever remembered for his staggering performance in the 400-meter men's semifinals during the Summer Olympics of 1992, Barcelona, Spain. After years of training and persistence and self-discipline, Derek was competing on the world stage. His dream had become a reality. Halfway through his 400-meter race, Derek pulled a hamstring muscle, collapsed on the track. Writhing and writhing in pain, he watched the other runners quickly pass him and his dreams of winning die, but staying down wasn't in Derek's blood. Though winning was out of the question, finishing wasn't. As the medical crew arrived with a stretcher, Derek said, "There's no way I'm getting on that stretcher. I'm going to finish my race." In a stadium packed with 65,000 fans, with millions viewing around the world, Derek slowly struggled to his feet. In spite of the agonizing pain, he began hobbling toward the finish line in his last place. At that point, a large man from the top row of the stands began to run toward the track. It was Tim Redmonds, Derek's father. At first, Derek tried to push him away, not realizing it was his father. "Derek, it's me," Derek said. "Dad, I have to finish the race." "If you're going to finish the race, then we'll finish it together." With those words, his father took his son in his arms, and together they began to hobble down the track. By this time, the other runners had completed the race, and the crowd realized that Derek wasn't hobbling off the track, but rather he was hobbling toward the finish line. Approaching the finish line, Jim Redmond stepped aside to allow Derek to cross by himself, and the crowd applauded, and Derek collapsed in his father's embrace, and both wept on each other's shoulders. Along with 65,000 fans and millions of viewers, Derek had finished a race that no one would ever forget. Can you hear the Lord speaking to your heart? Don't quit. Don't give up. I'll finish with you. Friend, trust Jesus today. Stand firm and rejoice in what you already have done, what you've already accomplished. God bless you.